there, OHL fans. I'm Terry Doyle, and welcome to the premier edition of Season 14 of OHL News, your weekly update from around the Ontario Hockey League, presented by Warrior. Coming up on the show, we'll launch the 2015-2016 Ontario Hockey League season by bringing you up to date on what to look for during OHL opening week. You'll also hear from an OHL veteran who is helping to launch the brand new Flint Firebirds this weekend. The Flint Firebirds and the Hamilton Bulldogs are the two new faces to join the Ontario Hockey League this season. The Bulldogs open up play Friday night in London before returning home to battle the defending OHL and MasterCard Memorial Cup champion Oshawa Generals Saturday. Meantime, the Firebirds opened up play Thursday against the Saginaw Spirit. More on the Firebirds in a moment, but fans attending OHL games this weekend will also notice that if a game is tied through regulation play, the teams will immediately move to a 5-minute, 3-on-3 overtime period to try and decide the game. If still tied after that 5-minute overtime period, there will be a shootout. The OHL has moved closer to the NHL in regards to line changes after an icing. If a team ices the puck from inside their own blue line, they will not be allowed to make a line change. After a goal is scored, video replay can determine if the play was offside when the puck entered the offensive zone. If so, the goal would be waved off. There are also changes to face-off alignments to ensure players are squarely facing each other. During the start of the new OHL season, be sure to join the conversation with fans from across the league on Twitter. Use the hashtag OHLOpeningWeek with your updates and photos from arenas across the league. The Flint Firebirds played their inaugural game in the Ontario Hockey League Thursday night. Unfortunately, goaltender Alex Nedeljkovic was not able to suit up for the Firebirds as he recovers from injury. But the Parma, Ohio native is coming into his fourth season in the OHL and is excited to be part of the new club in Flint. Joined on the line by goaltender Alex Nedeljkovic of the Flint Firebirds. And Alex, are you still getting used to that part of it as well, being the Flint Firebirds?
A little bit. I think the hard part's behind us now. I think everybody's used to the Firebird name and the Firebird logo and everything like that. And I think once we got up to the Flint area and started getting into practices and things like that, it got more normal, I guess you could say. Poor grammar right there, but we're getting used to the name and the area around it, and it's definitely becoming, we're getting used to it, I guess.
Has it helped because you've still got so many teammates around with you? It's not like you yourself are going into somewhere new. You've got a lot of people still surrounding you.
Yeah, that definitely helped. I think we got like 15 or 16 guys returning from last year's team in Plymouth, so that definitely helps. We all had to go through the transition together, and we're going through this new process right now. I think that's definitely been a big factor in how we've been able to kind of regroup and process this whole situation.
Tell me about how you guys have been welcomed into the Flint area and Genesee County region.
Oh, it's been, the city's been very welcoming. People that we talk to at appearances that we do or community events that we go to, everybody seems so excited that we're here and that their hockey's back in town. And, we as players can't get enough of it, and we're just excited to get going and everything like that. And even the mayor's been at some of the events, and he's come up and he's introduced himself to some of the guys. And we had a season ticket holder night, I think, last night, and the mayor was there, and he was coming in. He came in, introduced himself to all of us. So it was pretty cool to see that even the mayor himself was excited for hockey.
Yeah, was it nice to see, too, just to get a little bit of that interaction with the fan base and, seeing some new faces, but I'm sure it's very nice to see, as you say, the mayor has certainly been on board and the people in the area, but just even that fan base that they've obviously jumped on board. I'm sure it's nice to see some people already wearing Flint jerseys and excited for the opener this weekend.
Yeah, just to see the amount of people that have supported us has been incredible, and it's been really really motivating to kind of want to get off to a good start here and to give the fans, a good game of hockey every night whenever we're home. And like you said, we've seen a lot of people around the area wearing Flint Firebirds T-shirts or hats or things like that, and it seems everybody wants to try and be a part of the move, so it's pretty cool to to see how many people want to be a part of what's going on now.
When you were in Plymouth before, obviously there was a rivalry with the Saginaw Spirit being the two Michigan teams. Are you expecting that to ratchet up even more with being even closer to Saginaw and fans from both sides can go to each other's home games and everything like that? Are you thinking it's going to make that rivalry even a little bit tighter?
Yeah, I think so. Last year, I think the rivalry between Plymouth and Saginaw definitely kind of got amped up a little bit towards the end of the year, especially with playoffs. We were both in a race for eighth place last year, and especially since we played each other, I think, maybe five or six times in the last month and a half of the season. So we definitely saw a lot of each other last year, and I know we'll be seeing even more of each other this year since it's such a short drive. It'll kind of be a flip-flop with Windsor, I guess. That was like the big rivalry in Plymouth, and now it'll be us and Saginaw and Flint. So I think I definitely think there will be a kind of a renewed rivalry, I guess.
Alex, you're coming into your fourth season in the Ontario Hockey League. Does it seem like time has sort of gone by pretty quickly here?
It does. I joke around with Alex Peters, who's the captain of the team. He was on the team with me in my first year as well. We were two rookies together, and we joked about it. Before practices or before games, we were sitting up in the stands just kind of getting ready for the game. He said, next year we'll be second-year guys, or in 3 years, we'll be fourth-year guys, and we'll be the old guys in the league. And it's just kind of crazy how time flies, and, here we are 3 years later, and we're fourth-year guys in the league now. So it's pretty crazy how fast the time has gone.
You're a second-round pick of the Carolina Hurricanes. You got a chance to get a little bit of a taste of pro hockey when last season was done with the East Coast League team there. What did you find out of that experience that can help you build going forward?
The biggest thing that I got out of playing some games in Florida was that the next level guys are bigger and stronger. Obviously it's kind of a given, but you never really know until you get there and you play with them and you see just how much stronger and how much bigger and how much faster the game is at that level. And I kind of put it in my mind that in order to get to that level, that's how you got to work. You got to train to be like, to get into physical shape, to be able to stay up and to be able to handle the guys that are like 6'4", 220 pounds, and things like that, and to be able to play with that kind of speed. So it's definitely going to motivate me to practice as hard as I can and to try and keep the tempo up and try to pay attention to the little things, so that way when the time comes, if I can make that jump, I can make it as smoothly as possible.
That was Carolina Hurricanes prospect Alex Nedeljkovic of the Flint Firebirds. That's going to do it for our first show of the 2015-2016 OHL season. You have been listening to OHL News, presented by Warrior. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.